T-Boyle, Brian Haynes, glad to be with you tonight. Live from the Ray Haynes Gymnasium at Michigan Center High School, where the Cardinals are hosting the Concord Yellow Jackets tonight. Brian, we got to start the show with the heartbreaking overtime loss of the 7th grade Michigan Center Cardinals to the visiting Hanover Horton Comets tonight.
Steve, we don't have to start out with that. We don't need to talk about that. Yeah, you know what? Our 7th grade, we're playing Hanover in the other gym right next door. And, had a tough, good overtime 7th grade basketball game.
Yeah, it's like the nexus of basketball tonight with couple of junior high games over in the old gym, and here in the new gym we got the junior varsity and the varsity playing the Michigan Center junior varsity with the win tonight over the visiting Concord team. But the Yellow Jackets looking to get a big win for the varsity tonight here at Michigan Center. I did a little research, as I am prone to do before these games, Brian. I see Concord has not beat Michigan Center since 2014, and they haven't won a game against Michigan Center here since 2011.
Well, I'll tell you what, that surprises me to hear, because Concord Michigan Center for years and years always open up the season on like a Monday, and it's always packed, and Concord is just rich in basketball tradition. And if they haven't won since 2014, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's the longest Michigan Center win streak against Concord in the history of this beginning of the season rivalry, we'll call it.
Yeah, the two teams didn't meet last year, but their last meeting, Michigan Center got the W in that one, 61-42 back in 2019, the last time these two teams met. So it's been a little gap since they played. Like I said, it's been a little gap since Concord won. But talking to my contact at Concord, Mr. Matt Lehman, this is a good Concord team, and they're going to give Michigan Center all they can handle tonight.
Well, Steve, when we haven't seen a team play, you know, we get here early, we look at the eye test, and I'm telling you what, you watch them go through the layup line, and there are some athletes out there. I've seen a couple good dunks. The officials aren't out yet, so they can get away with that.
Yep, pretty good length and athleticism for sure on Concord, and knocking down some of these warm-up three-pointers too. So they've got they've got some confidence out here. It is the season opener for Concord. Michigan Center, however, coming off of a loss to open the season against Onsted, a game where I hear they were down by a substantial margin, managed to fight back to end up at that 69-56 final score that they got to.
Yep, I actually was here for that game, and I did Onsted stuff. Austin Davis, who played at Michigan, his younger brother, and I say younger because I can't say smaller, because this dude was big, 6'9". You know, and it was a big body, and Michigan Center definitely had their struggles with him. And they had some shooters. That Onsted team's a good team.
Well, we know this is a good Cardinals team, and we've been watching these guys for a while. And some of these players who've got actually a lot of time under their belts, particularly the two Cosmet players who were regulars in the rotation last season.
Yeah, you know, those two guys, if you haven't seen them, come out and get a glimpse of those two guys. They're soccer players, and they move like soccer players. They're all over the court and just can stop on a dime, and they're fun to watch. It's a fun backcourt.
Seemingly tireless.
Yep.
You know, endless energy for the Cosmets. I think that's going to matter. Verlandez Williams, he's okay with just being referred to as V, and I'm okay with just having to say V. But he's a nice tall player, long player, and athletic guy for the Cardinals. He's a guy who's got a little bit of time under his belt too, so you look for that. I do anyway. Look for those experienced players who've been on the court for a while, and they know what it's like to play in one of these varsity contests.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially a game like this, you know, experience is going to go a long way for one of these two teams.
And Brian, something I always think about too, and we mention it every season for Lumen Christi, but this year it's worth mentioning for Michigan Center that a lot of these players are coming off just completing their football season, so not really had time to sit back and kind of let those bodies heal and get everything back to 100%. I think particularly of somebody like Dalen Hinkle, who spent time at quarterback and then at wide receiver for the Cardinals on that great run to a state semifinal game.
Yeah, Steve, I went into one of their early practices, and there were three guys. The rest were football players and still playing. So you're right, and that is a thing for Lumen Christi. You talk to their basketball coach, and I promise you he'll say that's a disadvantage.
Yep. So the Cardinals will look to get into basketball playing shape here early in the year. But tonight they've got a tough matchup with Concord. Let's take 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups and get things set up for tip-off on our game tonight, brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aero Equip Credit Union, Trips Auto Shop, and Collision Center, and, of course, a big thank you to Minuteman, Sewer, and Drain. They open drains, others can't. Back in 3 minutes.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transmix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transmix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransmix.com.
When it's cold, the last thing you want is your home's heating system to quit on you. At Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Demana dealer, their team of comfort specialists take the frustration out of the equation. From simple repairs to more complex fixes, they will get you warm and comfortable quickly. Just call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com to schedule a free service call with complete repair. Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Demana dealer. Terms and conditions may apply. Independently owned and operated, licensed in the respected state or county.
Hey folks, this is Dave Ramsey. I've been telling you for years about how our friends at Jim Winter Auto Group take great care of my listeners and their automotive needs. Well, now I've got some really great news for you. Jim Winter is hiring. They've been using our Entree Leadership Principles since 2014 and have almost tripled their business since we started working together. The Jim Winter team hires only the brightest and best. They're looking for service and collision technicians to keep the busiest shop in town growing. They also need help running the parts warehouse and a dispatcher to get all this work to the right people at the right time. So if you're a great tech or an administrative pro that wants to work with the best team in town, go to JimWinterAuto.com, click on jobs, and apply today. Better yet, stop in or call and ask for Jeff or Matt and find out what Jim Winter Auto Group can do for your career. Thanks for listening, and make sure you tell them Dave sent you.
Make the move you've been thinking about. Elm Plating offers comprehensive training for operators on all shifts. Starting pay, $17 per hour. Elm Plating offers a family YMCA membership from day one, full insurance benefits after 60 days, and has a 401k with company match. Apply online now at elmplating.com or walk into HR on Elm Street. Elm Plating recognizes that time with your family is important. That's why they'll work with you so that you can be there when it matters. Elm Plating Company. Come grow with us.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics, featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting with hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics that can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, with just a couple minutes till tip-off. Brian, let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for our tilt tonight.
All right, well, let's start with the visitors from Concord. We have Omarion Culliver, Isaac Waldron, Makai Wingfield, and we can put the emphasis on wing because watching him in the layup line, it looks like he had wings because he was flying. Grayley Sprague and John Mikovits.
Grayley Sprague was the name I got in the in my scouting report as a potential scorer. He was putting up some big numbers playing in the summertime. Obviously, this is their first game, so we'll see how it comes through the flow of the offense here, but 6'6", he'll be a difficult matchup for the Cardinals tonight.
And we just watched Grayley make about 10 out of 11 threes.
Yeah.
Now there's nobody on him, so we'll see if any Cardinals are going to plan on guarding him. I hope that made the scouting report for the Cardinals.
Meanwhile, how about Michigan Center's lineup?
Michigan Center is starting the Cosmet Twins, Nicholas and Carter, Dalen Hinkle, Verlandez Williams, who from now on we get to call V. He let us know that. And Brody Shannon.
Yes, Shannon, the lone underclassman in the lineup as a junior, and then some senior leadership here for the Cardinals on the court. And as we mentioned, the Cosmic guys are going to be the engine for the team a lot of the time. And they used to kind of, like last season, Nick would play and then Carter would substitute for him, and now they're playing the backcourt together. And so they get to, I don't know about, if I had a twin brother, I would have wanted to play minutes on the court with him, you know. That, I think I would have looked forward to that, so.
Not me, I'd want to play over him and just look over and kind of glare at him while I'm on the court and he's sitting the bench.
We're different kind of guys, me and you.
You're nicer than I am.
Well, no, I appreciate these scouting reports. And, again, thank you to Matt Lehman for – I bumped into him early. He came here for the JV tilt. And, of course, we were watching some junior high basketball tonight, too. Really, it's a great place for hoops tonight here at Michigan Center High School. We're in the Ray Hayes Gymnasium. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame for one more break. When we come back, we're going to get tip-off on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Hello again, Jackson, and happy holidays from all of us here at Phelps Towing. With winter already upon us, slippery roads and icy conditions are sure. We're open and here to serve you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even on holidays. From all of us here at Phelps Towing, have a safe and happy holiday season.
Earn 3 college credits in just 3 weeks at Jackson College. Get ahead or make up a class over the holiday break. Classes start December 20th and offer the same content just in less time. Some like you? Well, don't wait to register now. To learn more, visit jccmi.edu or call admissions at 517-796-8425. That number again is 517-796-8425. At Jackson College, you can do it.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Call Lammers Heating and AC for all your indoor air quality needs. Lammers has proudly served the Jackson area since 1965. Carrier, turn to the experts. Lammers.
Jackson Public Schools, better than ever. District-wide building additions and improvements, 21st century learning furniture, added safety and security measures, and technology advancements for every classroom. All part of Jackson Public Schools' continued commitment to our students and our community. We are dedicated to providing our students the tools and environment to succeed. There is no better place for our students to learn than in person at Jackson Public Schools.
Jackson Public Schools, bringing our community together to build a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness. Go Vikings!
Every day is a new adventure at the Jackson YMCA Winter Break Camp. Starting December 20th, kids ages 5 to 14 will go swimming, take a nature hike, go sledding, and much more. YMCA Winter Break Camp also includes holiday crafts and rock climbing wall. The Y offers daily and weekly rates, and financial assistance is available. Kids can stay active, have fun, and make new friends at the YMCA Winter Break Camp. Sign up today at jacksonymca.org.
School may look a little different this year, but remember, some kids are still walking to and from school or coming and going from the bus stop in neighborhoods everywhere in Jackson County. As you know, kids are kids and don't always pay attention. As responsible drivers, we need to look out for the kids in our community. Parents, please remind your children to be aware of their surroundings, too. Together, it's going to be a great year. This school safety reminder has been brought to you by American Title Company.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here. Starting lineups getting introduced on the floor. Thank you to some more sponsors here. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Able Heating and Cooling, Fuller's Chem Dry. And a thank you to the Grace Group at Meridian Wealth Management. We have some great sponsors through football season and now into basketball. And Brian, looking good for a good matchup tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think this is going to be good. It's going to be way better than the matchup of student sections. Michigan Center bringing it tonight with, what do you think, Steve? How many kids over there are you going to say? 50?
Just 50 kids, yeah.
Yeah, and I see three for Concord. So they're going to, the three from Concord are going to have to really bring it tonight, too, as well as the two teams.
Yeah, the Concord Yellow Jackets did not travel as well as other teams do in this gymnasium. Well, we're just about ready to go here. Some final instruction from Coach Travis Gaddy on the hard court here at Michigan Center. And now with the exit of Chad Mortimer from the coaching ranks, does that make Gaddy the longest tenured coach in the league?
I think it does, and it feels like just yesterday he was kind of the new guy, the rookie.
Right.
You know what's fun? This, well, we're about to tip. I'll let you go, Steve.
Tips up. B. Williams tips it back, but it's tapped away, and Concord will get it. Coming up the floor, we've got Isaac Waldron. It gets it away, and now blocks. Makai Wingfield on the wing to the top for Sprague. Gets that three-point shot off, and it's off the heel. Long rebound corralled by Concord. They keep it on their end of the floor. There's a drive from the top all the way down low. We'll get a blocking foul against the Cardinals. No shot. But Omarion Culliver driving deep into the lane before forcing the Cardinals to commit the foul.
Yeah, that's a good strong take there by Culliver.
Just got a little bit of a step and kind of forced the foul. Takes the inbound pass from the baseline, hands off to Wingfield, gets down the lane, looks to drop it off. Cosmet with a hand on it. Wingfield will recover. He goes back out to the right wing, to the top now, and they'll move it around the perimeter. Gets it to Sprague. He's doubled. Near steal again by Cosmet. Sprague recovers, though, and he's trapped. He'll get it away to him and Wingfield at the top of the key.
You see, Dalen Hinkle has the job of just face guarding Sprague right now, never leaving him alone at all.
Cardinals, as usual, really aggressive on the wings, on the ball. And now a crossover drive for Wingfield. Gets all the way to the rim, and easy layup there. Soft touch for Wingfield. 2-0 Concord. Cardinals up the floor quickly, though, on that secondary break. And it's Nick Cosman at the top. Dribbles left wing. Open look for Shannon for three. Short. Got a little side backboard rebounded by Concord.
I thought Short was being nice to that one.
Yeah.
Short and sideways.
To the left, yeah. Looking at the top for Sprague. Pump fakes a triple. Now drives in the lane. Floater. Nothing but net. Little contact there, but probably a good no call. It's 4-0, though, Concord.
I like seeing that. We talk about Sprague being a three-point specialist, but he put it on the deck and went hard to the basket. That was a good move.
Using his height, a nice little pull-up. Hinkle with a pump fake. He gets into the air and down to the glass, and he'll score it. Nearly left his feet for a travel, but kept his balance and able to score that. The Cardinals on the board. It's 4-2 early, 6:20 to play first quarter.
Man, that's amazing how well shot fakes always work at the high school level.
Cardinals pressuring all the way up the floor here for the Concord Yellow Jackets with the ball, and there is John Mikovits. Gets it away to Wingfield and out of the top. Sprague, about two steps behind the arc, pulls up that three, leaves it short, rebounded by Nick Cosmet. He'll look to run the break. Goes to the wing for Dalen Hinkle. Back to the top for Cosmet. No numbers for the Cardinals. They'll get into the half-court offense. Cosmet works to the right wing. That's for Shannon. Now Hinkle at the top. Eyeballs the triple, puts it on the deck, right wing for Carter Cosmet. No, that's still Nick. He's driving to the baseline, passes out. Williams will fire a lefty triple. Long, rebounded Sprague. Concord with the basketball now.
I'm usually wrong about this, Steve, but I do think this can be a low-scoring game. These teams are getting after it defensively. I'm not expecting to see a lot of fireworks, but a lot of just banging around.
4-2 Concord, and here's a drive from Culliver. And this time he goes, and they're going to get it for an extra step on the long drive. Good recovery by the Cardinals as he tries to take off on that first step, and he does have a quick one. Shannon staying with him, though.
Student section happy. They get to start the chant, "Where you going?"
Screen from V. Williams. Now Carter Cosmet coming around. A little weave here by the Cardinals. Left wing for Hinkle. He's picked up there. And, yeah, defending on the perimeter has been just vicious thus far, and they continue it against Carter Cosmet. Gets it away to Nick Cosmet. He's on the right wing. Crossover, now goes baseline. Good closing down there. Shannon into the corner for Carter Cosmet, left side. Now to the top for Hinkle, back to Cosmet. Carter with the lefty jumper is long off the heel. High rebound. V. Williams taps it, and Hinkle recovers it. Cardinals with a second chance on offense. Three-pointer for Hinkle is off the rim. Sprague with a rebound, and Concord comes away, keeping the Cardinals scoreless on that trip. 4-2 is our score right now.
And it's early, but I am impressed with Concord's perimeter defense. They have athletes all over the floor getting after it.
Cardinals likewise continue to pressure all over the outside. There's a drive from Culliver. Good pass in the lane. Mikovits passes it out, though. Really got him a good look. I don't know if he's going to get better than that. And Cardinals' aggression now leads to a foul call, a little reach-in against Sprague. First foul of the game. The second foul of the game for Michigan Center. They trail 2-4 with 4:17 to play in the first.
Yeah, when Mikovits got it there in the lane, that's one where coaches are telling, "Hey, shoot that, John." And you know a parent is up there yelling, "Shoot it!"
Wingfield's got it outside. At the top of the key, picks up his dribble. Knocked away. Williams on the break for the Cardinals now. Stops, no numbers, but he gets it over to Cosmet, who will pull up the jumper baseline. It's too strong. Williams rebounds, misses the putback, gets his own rebound again. Passes out to Nick Cosmet. Tries to split the defense. He'll get some contact and a foul.
I know you're always pleasant with shooters that miss badly, but I'm just going to call it out right now. Center, three air balls.
Yeah, it's been...
You always just say, short, you know. You're trying to be nice.
I'm trying to be descriptive.
Yeah.
You're right, an air ball description is, shooting so far tough for the Cardinals. And it's not not all their own fault. There's a nice feed on the inbound, a back cut from the elbow down to the block, and Williams misses the shot, but he's going to get two for his trouble as he goes up strong. 4-2 still the score. Concord out to the early lead with 3:57 to play in the first. V. Williams at the free throw line.
It was a well-designed out-of-bounds play. He must have stole that from JV coach Corey McCabe.
Williams hits the first free throw. Substitution for the Yellow Jackets. Going to get Wingfield a little breather here early.
Isaac Waldron in for the Yellow Jackets.
And Alex Grunderman on the floor. And Williams hits the pair from the stripe, tied at four, with under four to play here in the first quarter. Michigan Center and Concord, if you're just joining us here at WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, online at WKHM.com, or tell your Alexa device to play News Talk 970. Full court pressure here by the Cardinals after the made free throws. Concord breaks it, and now a drive from Culliver. Gets deep all the way to the backboard, and puts that one up. And you can't let him penetrate that far, Brian.
Yeah, especially you can't let him go to his right like that.
And on the ensuing possession for the Cardinals, Carter Cosman a little too aggressive, and looks like he took an extra step. Traveling violation. Concord's got the ball with a two-point lead, 6-4, 3:32 to play in the first. Cardinals knock away on the pressure. Concord recovers and almost gets the throwaway, but they do keep it in the half court. Culliver looking to get the paint. They knock it away briefly. It's on the deck. Sprague picks it up. Concord keeps it. Culliver on the wing. Back to Sprague. Just left of the top circle. Now left wing for Tyler Carpenter. Gunderson to Culliver. Looks to go baseline from the right wing. He's doubled. Finds a little space between the defense. Goes up strong. He'll get the foul. Missed the shot. But another pair of free throws for Omarion Culliver. 6'2 senior for Concord.
When they got that on Carter Cosman, I already marked that down. I thought that was Alex Hunt that got him, but we'll give it to Carter Cosman. And they have more authority than I do, so we'll go with that.
Now getting a reset here. I think he was lining up for the volleyball court, and they wanted to make sure he was at the free throw stripe.
Wonder if he was thinking to himself, this gym's free throw line's a little shorter than it is in Concord.
Lefty free throw for Culliver. Comes off back iron. 3:03 to play here in the first quarter. 6-4, Concord leads. Second of the two free throws coming here for Omarion Culliver.
Steve, you're right. He's shooting lefty, but so far off the bounce, he's wanted to only go to the right side. So kind of odd.
Second free throw rattles out. And that's rebounded by Alex Hunt. Cardinals on the secondary break here. Carter Cosmet, right wing for Hinkle. Looks for Hunt down on the block. Nothing there. Hinkle picks up his dribble at the top of the key. Pressured the whole time. Nick Cosmet's going to drive from the top. Gets all the way down. Blocked by Culliver. Coming across from the weak side. Impressive athleticism there because it looked like Cosmet had a clear lane.
Yeah, for any Michigan fans, Cosmet kind of took that Xavier Simpson little baby hook, running hook.
Inbound goes deep to Dalen Hinkle. Carter Cosmet with the ball for the Cardinals. Working across the top. Passes right wing. Newly on the court for Michigan Center is Carter McBride. Out of the corner to Cosmet at the top. Pull up from the elbow, and that shot goes down. And the first good-looking jump shot for the Cardinals so far tonight. Ties the game at 6 with 2:20 to play in the first.
Yeah, we thought this might be just kind of a fist fight. So far, that's proven to be the case.
Culliver trying to go between defenders, had knocked away briefly, but Concord keeps it. Out to the top for Waldron. Now right wing for Sprague. Surveying the floor, now puts it on the deck into the free throw line area. Passes out. Cosmet steals that in the passing lane. He's got a breakaway all alone. First lead for Michigan Center at 8-6 on a good steal by Nick Cosmet.
Kind of saw those soccer feet on display there. That was a quick just shoot right through the gap and make that nice steal.
Minute 43 to play in the first. A two-point lead for the Cardinals. Culliver getting past the defense. Good help. Now passes out, though, for the three. Sprague's three-pointer is off front rim. Rebounded by Michigan Center. Two-point lead and the ball on the break. Carter Cosmet chops it off for Hinkle into the paint. Passes out to Hunt. Pump fakes. High post. Pass out to Cosmet. It's Carter Cosmet now from the corner. goes cross court, open look for McBride, and missed everything on that one. Rebounded by Hunt. His putback's a miss. Second chance for Hunt, and the putback is good. Air ball there again for Michigan Center, but they made it into something, and it's a 10-6 Cardinal lead.
And then Hunt kind of airballed his putback too, but I think he saw some Moses Malone films where he's trying to pad those stats, get the rebounds and the points. I like it.
He's got a little bit of Moses Malone stature to him now that I look at it. The same stance. They get a steal, another Cardinal steal on the pressure. Nick Cosman on the right wing. Backing in, now passes into the corner. Pump fake for three this time. Pull up on the run is Carter Cosman. Missed. Hunt can't rebound that one. Culliver gets it for the Yellow Jackets, and here comes Concord up the middle of the floor. Under 40 seconds to play in the first. 10-6 Cardinal lead. And Culliver on the drive again gets bumped, and this time it's going to go against McBride. Culliver's continued to kind of put pressure on the Cardinals with that penetration, and it's gotten three early fouls here for Michigan Center.
Yeah, Center's going to have to figure out a way to try to stay in front of him, or maybe even just play off him and see if he can shoot. But good job by Culliver.
Trio of substitutions here for the Cardinals. Shannon onto the floor, and B. Williams back in our first appearance from Mitchell Corwin. Inbound for Concord goes to Wingfield, who's back on the floor. Waldron out into the corner here for Carpenter. Down low for Culliver on the block with McBride, and a double team coming down to him. Waldron gets an open look from the top of the key. Miss three. Rebounded. Shannon and the Cardinals on the attack now. 18 seconds to go first quarter. 10-6 Michigan Center. McBride in the corner. Skip pass out to Shannon. Right wing now for Carter Cosman. 11 seconds. One-on-one there with Wingfield. Gets a screen now from Williams. Carter Cosman on the move. Stops. Still forced into the corner. Gets it away. Shannon, 2 seconds, has to fling up a fading three-pointer, and it comes off short. And at the end of one, it's 10-6 Michigan Center. We'll be back in 60 seconds with the second quarter on WKHM.
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business, the drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, they offer a transparent car buying experience. They have a fantastic inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, giving you the opportunity to explore your options and find a car or truck that you love. Seymour Ford Lincoln believes it is important to be fair and honest in every aspect of their business. Whether you're buying a new Ford car or visiting their service center, Seymour Ford Lincoln will ensure that you never leave unsatisfied with your experience. Seymour Ford Lincoln, online at SeymourFord.net.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Start of the second quarter here, 8 minutes on the clock. Cardinals lead 10-6. Carter Cosman accepts the inbounds pass. Now Carter McBride from the wing drives into the elbow, skip pass. Now they swing it back around in the corner for Carter Cosman, eventually getting it back and dribbling around to the top. Looks to drive in the air to get it away to McBride. Splits the defense off the back. No good. Rebounded Wingfield. And Concord gets away with no damage done. Wingfield coming out working against V. Williams. Wingfield makes a move to the basket. Puts one up off the glass a little too strong. And on the rebound attempt, knocked away from Corwin. And it'll be Cardinal ball.
Tell you what, that's good ball movement by the Cardinals. I don't think you even had time to talk about every player that touched the ball right for a minute.
Cosmet with it now, gets to the top for Shannon. Back to Carter Cosmet from the wing. Nick Cosmet with a break. Carter McBride gets a skip pass, drives into the elbow, passes out to Carter Cosmet. Open look for three off rim. Rebounded Shannon. Pump fake, put back. No, rattles out. Rebound tapped and grabbed by Isaac Waldron, and yet the Yellow Jackets come back the other way. Now a steal attempt from Carter Cosmet on an outlet pass is out of bounds, and Concord will keep it.
Steve, off air, you mentioned to me like you're not sure if this is just rust, early season rust, or if both teams are just playing that good a D, and I do think it's a little combination of both.
Yeah. Culliver from the elbow makes a move into the lane, and Corwin's there to tie it up, so the jump ball will go to Michigan Center.
you know, we did a lot of center football games talking about Corwin.
Concord ball.
Oh, you Corwin, a power runner. You can see this. His calves look like my thighs.
Inbound goes to Sprague for Concord in the half court. Top of the key, swing it around to Wingfield, excuse me, and he pulls up a triple, and that one's good. Cuts the lead to 110-9 after a three-point shot. 6:43 to play first half. Nick Cosmet back on the floor with the ball. Crossover into the lane. Passes out. Got an open look for Shannon, but he took that Scooby-Doo step where he started to run before he moved, and that'll get a travel just about every time. We see at least one or two of those a game. Yeah. Often more than two.
Tell you, back on the Concord offensive end, Wingfield, who we've seen do nothing but drive, he pulled up, nailed that three, and that looked confident and a good stroke.
Yeah, nothing but net on that shot. He's got the ball now. He gets into the high post for Culliver. Sprague coming around, taking the three-point pass and shot, and he hits nothing but net. And now the Concord shooters starting to get rhythm, and they lead 12-10 here at Michigan Center. Cosmet now goes to Dalen Hinkle from the left wing into the lane. Backs down, makes a spin move, lost the ball on the way up. Keeps the possession, though. Clears it out to Carter McBride. Rolandis Williams at the top, now into the corner for Hinkle. Gets it away to Nick Cosmet. McBride from the wing. He drives, gets into the air, and we've got a foul away from the ball.
So, Steve, Michigan Center is running this. You know, it's a drive, and you decide you got to read. It's a read and react offense, and a lot of just kickouts to shooters, and some shooters are going to have to knock those down.
Inbound goes to Williams. Hinkle comes and takes the pass, missed the shot, but a rebound for the Cardinals again. Williams misses from the elbow, and Sprague rebounds that one, and Concord coming back with a two-point lead, 12-10, 5:47 to play in the first half. Grayley Sprague with it deep left wing, now to the top for Culliver. Hands off to Wingfield coming around, and he gets into the elbow area. Now works his way to the bucket. Quick hands, Nick Cosmet knocks it away, but we're going to get some foul, and I think that's going to go against D. Williams. Nope, they do get Nick Cosmet for the reach. I believe that's his second.
Yep, he's one that the Cardinals don't want to lose. He kind of runs the show. He's the straw that stirs the drink, if you will.
5:34 to play in the first half, and Wingfield at the line, and that free throw rattles off the side rim.
Have you ever been referred to as the straw that stirs the drink?
No.
In any capacity?
I don't think so.
Maybe, of this broadcast.
There may have been a party or two where they said that was me. Wingfield knocks his second free throw down in a tie-up between Hinkle and Culliver. They go to the deck. 13-10, Concord lead. Michigan Center with the basketball. Carter Cosmet now right wing. Pull-up three for Hinkle. Hits the triple. Contact after the shot. And so a chance for the four-point play here for Dalen Hinkle as he gets nothing but net. Ties the game at 13 and can put his Cardinals back in front.
And that's one of those ones that are even a little bit more sweet because Hinkle and Wingfield just had fallen together and kind of looked at each other a little angrily, like that one was pulling the other one. And so
yeah, Hinkle and Culliver.
Oh, Culliver,
yeah.
Excuse me, yeah.
They had kind of got tied up on that free throw down on this end.
Yep.
Now Culliver will go to the bench with that foul, but yeah, sweet for Hinkle to knock that down and get a chance to put his team back in front. 5:26 to play first half.
And I don't think anything dirty happened by either player. They're just boxing out. That's one thing about basketball I don't understand is why, like on a free throw, you can basically just hammer the other guy that's trying to box you out, and that's the only time in the whole game that you can do that.
Right.
Just all kinds of contact.
Hinkle hits the free throw, 14-13 Michigan Center, 5:20 to play. Wingfield working from the wing against B. Williams, gets to the high post area, passes out of there. Waldron with a give and go attempt, but they double in the corner. Concord has to swing it out of there and get stuck in the corner. They'll clear it out of there. At the top is Wingfield, now works the right side. And now we're going to get another whistle. And it's a moving screen.
Well,
Sprague, or
you know, Hinkle was just up in Sprague's face and just, like, really finding out what flavor gum he was chewing. And I think Sprague just kind of was a little frustrated, gave him a little push off. Hinkle kind of is that little irritant that just kind of gets under your skin. And as a defensive player, that's a compliment.
Both teams with five fouls, though, so far. 5:03 to play in the first half. It's a 14-13 Cardinal lead. And a little conference here from the officials. I think Culliver ran onto the court before they waved him in, maybe. So they're just going to make him go to the sideline and then let him go in again.
You know, you got to prove I'm in charge out here.
Yeah.
Wearing the stripes.
Cardinals get it inbounded. It's Carter Cosman on the ball. Corwin, Williams, Hinkle, and McBride in the game right now. McBride from the wing. Hands off to Hinkle on the right side. Pump fake and then steps inside, and now we're going to get a three-second call against the Cardinals. Which, when he blew the whistle and made the signal, there was no one in the lane. Yeah. So they had evacuated. Usually the point where you would say, okay, never mind, on the whistle. But they blew it. I haven't seen a three-second call in a while.
Usually they're pretty good about letting players know, get out of the lane, get out of the lane.
Uh-huh. 4:37 to play here in the first half. Still 14-13, Michigan Center's one-point lead. Concord with the ball from the wing, driving down to the baseline behind the bucket. Passes out. Good open look for three and a miss on the shot. That was Waldron. Long rebound, and Michigan Center had it. Concord steals it back. Waldron gets it to his teammate down to the block. And now the Cardinals will tie it up down there. Carter McBride. And it was Tyler Carpenter with the ball down the block. And he's listed at 5'9", and that seems about accurate, but he had some six-footers all around him, and he didn't want to try to put up a shot or force up a shot in the trees down there. Turns into a turnover, and the Cardinals get the ball back with 4:15 to play and a 14-13 first-half lead.
Steve, can McBride make your all-mullet team for the area?
I don't know if he's the captain of the all-mullet team as far as I've seen.
We keep tabs on that for our listeners in case anyone's wondering.
Carter Cosmet now into the wing for V. Williams. He'll clear it out of there. Now looking to pass it away to the top for Carter McBride. He hands it off to Hinkle. Hinkle's kind of standing still. Cardinals motion stopped there for a minute. Now a drive from Williams and an open three for McBride. Missed. Rebound tapped a couple times. Williams will pull it down. The Cardinals will get a second chance. Carter McBride open for three, and he'll knock it down. 17-13 Michigan Center. Those extra possessions are not going to be, they're not going to make Coach Gill happy for Concord.
Yeah, both teams hitting the offensive glass good. I don't know if that's bad boxing out by the defenses or what's happening right now.
3:15 to play first half. Concord with the ball. Yellow Jackets moving it around the perimeter right now. Get it over to Mikovits. Now to the high post for Culliver. He gets double, passes out. And we'll clear that out. Carpenter out to the top. Now swing it around Wingfield with another three. That missed everything. Rebounded by Carter Cosmet. He's on the run. Goes all the way down to the left corner. Now to the top for McBride. He gets into the elbow. Hinkle open for three. And rattles out. Rebound tapped, and Wingfield comes through and floats over to get it. Rebound for Concord. So a 17-13 score. Michigan Center's leads 2:43 to play in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds with a timeout on WKHM.
Oh, come on!
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you're going to need a plumber, but when you do, remember, Grimes Plumbing is here for you. Minor water leaks may not seem like a big deal, but over time, they can cause damage to your home, so don't put it off. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing. Grimes Plumbing offers same-day or next-day service, so call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
2 minutes, 43 seconds until our halftime break, and it's a 17-13 lead for Michigan Center out of the timeout. Concord inbounds, and it's Isaac Waldron bringing it up the floor. Moves to the wing now. Reverse pivots to the top of the key, hands off to Sprague. And like you said, Hinkle is just face guarding him and right up in his grill at all times. And now Hinkle jumps off, jumps in front of the ball carrier. And Hinkle wanted to take a charge, but feet were still a little bit on the move, so he goes to the deck and gives up a foul. That's six team fouls now on the Cardinals.
That is one of those rules I think people don't understand. You can be moving, and you have the right to that space. And some people always want to yell, hey, that's not a charge, he's moving. But
yeah, that was a call that could have gone either way, really. In this case, it goes Concord's way, and it's Wingfield out of the corner and out of the top for Culliver. Dribbles into that high post area he likes. He's doubled there, passes out. Waldron looks at a three, now passes away to Sprague. He's on the left wing, working against McBride. And now we're getting a three-second call against Concord.
must have been in the referees meeting before the game. Hey, guys, we're looking for 3 seconds. Because you're right, you don't see it very often.
Probably some excited parents in the stands because there's always a parent yelling, oh, yeah. 3 seconds!
Yep. Either yell 3 seconds or box out. Those are the two parent yells.
2 minutes to play here in the half. Carter Cosmic crossover, nice crossover over to Carter McBride in the corner. Goes to baseline after the pump fake. His floater's no good. Tapped and rebounded. Culliver pulls that down for Concord. Now he's looking up the floor as he brings it up court. Now left wing for Wingfield. Crosses over and Williams now spins away into the air and gets that one to go. Shannon tried to take a charge, but Wingfield just has some absolute springs and just goes up high. 17-15 Cardinals trail on a cut by Shannon up in the air and tied up by Wingfield. Lovely cut by Shannon and good eyes to find him, but good defense there by the Concord in reaction.
That was a good cut. I always know good cuts make for good passers. You can be a really good passer if you have teammates that are cutting well.
Minute 23 to play first half. Concord trails by two with the basketballs. Wingfield gets a screen from Culliver, works into the elbow area. Good switch by Michigan Center. Now Culliver trying to post up on the low block. Drive from Sprague into the free throw line area. He gets stuck there. Passes out, and it's Waldron. Now back to Culliver from the wing. He's going to drive from there. Tap from behind, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch, though, Concord. And now we'll get another official coming into conference about who that was out on.
I think that trail official noticed that a center guy kind of tapped it out.
And they'll correct it. So yeah. Concord will keep it on their end of the floor. 103 to play in the first half. 17-15 Michigan Center leads. Concord with the basketball from the baseline. Waldron gets it into Sprague in the left corner. He's picked up there by McBride. Pump fakes now. Pull up kind of a fader on the baseline. Missed the shot, and Carter McBride goes up high to get the rebound. Hinkle left open on the wing for a three. No good. Rebound long to Sprague, and now he's looking up the floor with 46 seconds. Concord brings it the other way. Left wing for Culliver, now to Wingfield. He's left all alone. He'll fire that, and off the heel. Long rebound battle, and it goes out of bounds, and they're going to call that off of Michigan Center. Little reward for his effort, John Mikovits.
When I came into the gym today, it was chilly out. I didn't have a coat, and it is just as chilly in this center gymnasium right now with shots going up. It's some cold shooting.
17-15, Cardinals still lead by two. Waldron all alone for a deep triple off the heel, and the cold shooting continues. Carter McBride coming up the right wing, now works his way to the middle of the floor. On the run, out to Williams. He's alone for three. His three is good. And the cold shooting ends there with a triple by the Cardinals. 20-15, they lead. 13 seconds to go in the half. Waldron coming up the floor for Concord. Gets it to Culliver. Now to Wingfield. 7 seconds. He's going to go. Nice dribble move. Step back three. Oh, halfway down it comes out. Rebounded by the Cardinals and the buzzer sounds. 20-15 is our halftime score. Michigan Center with a late three by Williams. Stretch that lead out to five, but Brian, the name of the game for the first half was cold shooting.
Yeah, that Wingfield shot kind of indicative of how the half went. That was three quarters of the way in.
Yeah, well, but defense also was impressive by both teams. Aggressive defense really made you, you didn't want to have the ball on the perimeter because somebody was going to be there slapping at your arms and trying to get that out of your hands.
Yeah, that's when you do have to utilize shot fakes and pass fakes because when you get against an overly aggressive team, you get them going one way and you take advantage. We saw that a couple times with a couple good shot fakes and then open drives.
Well, let's take a two-minute break here on the half. Michigan Center leads 20-15. We'll come back and look at the stats and get things set up for the second half here in WKHM and, of course, online around the world at WKHM.com.
The Grace Group at Meridian Wealth Management, dedicated to the development and prosperity of Jackson County. Through this broadcast, we are happy to promote high school athletics. We are also proud to give back to Jackson County by supporting the Jackson Community Foundation. Their mission is to connect people and resources to causes that strengthen and build our community. For Jackson, for good, forever. The Grace Group at Meridian Wealth Management, downtown Jackson in the Fields Building. Call 787-8860.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp.
For nearly two decades, the Jackson School of the Arts has been a leader in providing arts, dance, theater, and music education.
Our mission is to make all arts accessible to all children. Together we can help kids grow, give them hope, and contribute to their long-term well-being.
Please help by donating today. Your gift will bring music, dance, and so much more to our community.
Hello, this is Joel at Will Be Transmix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Will Be Transmix at 782-9493 or online at willbetransmix.com.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com, your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away. Call 1 Hour.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half, 20-15 Michigan Center out to the lead, but that felt close all the way. And honestly, if a couple more shots go down for Concord, they're in front by five. It's really just been the shooting is the difference.
Right, yeah, even in that last 20 seconds, Verlandez Williams makes a three, and Wingfield has one go in and out. You flip-flop that, and,
yeah.
Concord's
up one,
yep,
or whatever.
I was going to say 18-17. That took me a minute.
Yeah, so, but not a lot of scoring, as we know, 20-15, and who did it? Who got it done in all the right. First half, Brian?
We'll start with Concord, and they had three scorers only in the books, and Omarion Culliver with two, Grayley Sprague with five, and Makai Wingfield leading everybody, all the scores tonight, with eight so far.
Yeah, Wingfield, a 6'3 sophomore, according to our roster, and so he's going to be a nice player at Concord for a couple more years. Looks like that shooting touch needs to be refined, but he's not afraid to take it, and he's gotten some open looks, and really, if that shot's going down, and you got to respect that, that's when he's going to be beating people to the rim and finishing with dunks. I truly expect we're going to see him dunking over people by the time he's done at Concord.
We saw it in the layup line, yeah. And it was easy dunking. There's some forced dunks, and there was an easy one there.
And full disclosure, I was able to dunk as a senior in high school. But it was like layup line, practice only, and like you said, forced. Like that, I had to do everything I could to get up there. He will be dunking casually by the time he's a senior. And, nice player for Concord. And Michigan Center is probably going to – I mean, they've done a great job on everyone defensively, but, he's a nice player and impressive in the first half.
You and I could have had a little dunk contest back in the day because I was the same way. I could get one in warm-ups,
yep.
But that was it.
Yep. I would get in practice, I would have blisters and things on my fingers, and I it was cool that I could dunk, but then Mr. Anderson would bring me back to Coach Anderson, Jim Anderson would bring me back to Earth, and he'd go, you know, when we used to do it, we'd get sores on our wrists, not our fingers.
Yeah, I'm going to call out Jim Anderson for never having sores on his wrist from dunking, but if he's listening and he wants to call in and tell me otherwise, I'll listen.
Well, anyway, how about for the Cardinals?
For the Cardinals, a little more balance. We have five scorers. Nicholas Cosmet with four, Carter Cosmet three, Dalen Hinkle leading the way with six, Verlandez Williams with five, and Alex Hunt with two.
And it did feel more balanced as far as who was shooting for Michigan Center, too. Concord really had that three-headed monster of Culliver, Sprague, and Wingfield, who it felt like they had the green light to score, and then Waldron got a couple shots that just weren't going down, but he really had some open looks off that penetration from Concord. So if he starts knocking stuff down, that's going to bode well for the Yellow Jackets, too. Meanwhile, for Michigan Center, like you said, they're looking to drive, and if that gets shut down, they'll dish it out, and if they're open there, they can shoot it, or that guy will try to drive and dish it out, but they do move the ball a lot that way. And
it's a big style difference. Michigan Center, like I said, there were times where possessions where you had a hard time even keeping up on the, like, saying the names of who was touching. It was going quickly where Concord doing a little more, looking down at the post and kind of setting up some kind of two-man games, too.
Yep.
So definitely difference in style. And, hey, that's what you have to do. You got to play to your strengths of your team.
And there were glimpses where Concord hit a couple shots and you thought that was going to be what keyed them to get going. And that didn't end up being that way, but I'd look for that in the second half. Typically in games like this with that frenetic pace in the first half, you'll see it slow down a little in the second half, but also you see the scoring go up a little bit because everybody's a little more comfortable and and you know, they know where to find the spaces. Yeah. The coaches are drawing it up for them right now.
It's one of those games where you get the feeling if one team got hot for a 5-minute stretch and the other team kept being cold, this game could kind of get out of hand.
Yep.
But right now there's no reason for us to believe that the defense from both teams is just going to lead to cold shooting, because you're having to work with everything. And I'll use Grayley Sprague as an example. Hinkle on him so much. When you're a good scorer like he is, you know, when you even get a sliver open, you kind of want to rush that shot, and that leads to cold shooting. And we saw Grayley miss a couple shots that he might not normally miss.
Yeah, that's a depth analysis. I appreciate that, Brian. We'll take a 2-minute commercial break here on the half. When we come back, second half action. Michigan Center currently leads Concord 20-15 here on WKHM.
Hello, Jackson. Joel here from Phelps Towing. Sometimes life doesn't always go as planned. Just know, as always, Phelps Towing is here for you. We can tow any type of vehicle, including heavy vehicles like RVs, semis, even motorcycles. We can help you out if you lock yourself out of your car, run out of gas, or if you just need a jump start. Phelps Towing can help you with vehicle relocation, winch outs, and with flatbed or wrecker service. When life doesn't go as planned, call Phelps Towing. 764-1921. 764-1921.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting with hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics that can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
Hey folks, this is Dave Ramsey. I've been telling you for years about how our friends at Jim Winter Auto Group take great care of my listeners and their automotive needs. Well, now I've got some really great news for you. Jim Winter is hiring. They've been using our Entree Leadership Principles since 2014 and have almost tripled their business since we started working together. The Jim Winter team hires only the brightest and best. They're looking for service and collision technicians to keep the busiest shop in town growing. They also need help running the parts warehouse and a dispatcher to get all this work to the right people at the right time. So if you're a great tech or an administrative pro that wants to work with the best team in town, go to jimwinterauto.com, click on jobs, and apply today. Better yet, stop in or call and ask for Jeff or Matt and find out what Jim Winter Auto Group can do for your career. Thanks for listening, and make sure you tell them Dave sent you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and the Concord Yellow Jackets trail Michigan Center 15-20 here in the Ray Haynes Gymnasium. I would like to shout out to your dad, Ray Haynes, who was my 7th grade coach, and now you coach the 7th grade, so following in Pop's footsteps.
A little full circle.
Yeah. They named the gym after him, longtime counselor here at Michigan Center. And
I feel kind of, you know, here they named the gym after him. Right now I've been just begging for him to name anything after me. I might have one of the bathrooms.
I hope we get this closet right behind us could be yours.
The Brian Haynes.
The Brian Haynes
toilet
equipment
area. Yeah, Brian Haynes equipment closet. I like that.
We can get a little. I'll put together a plaque and we'll stick it up and see if anybody has the guts to take it down.
We will make them take it down and tell me that that's not named after
me. I'd like to have a big like ceremony too, like a big naming ceremony, memorial, you know, just a big event here in the gym.
Do you have anything named after you at the station yet?
Not a thing.
Just everything's GOC. He's hogging everything, huh?
Yeah, I suppose.
All the limelight. And,
yeah. He deserves it. Cardinals in the inbound here. And it's Carter Cosman out of the corner to the top for Dalen Hinkle. Cardinals lead by 5. Another handoff. Carter Cosman looking into the elbow and out of the top for Nick. Nick will drive from there and pass out wide open look for Shannon for 3, and he hits it. Good rhythm for Brody Shannon on that one. And he knocks it down.
Yeah, nice dish there by Nicholas Cosmet. And again, that's that drive and dish offense. Cosmet running it to a tee.
Yeah, and he's the guy that's made for, because he's great at penetrating. But when he gets down low with those giants, the best move often is for him to pass it out to somebody open for another look. Concord Yellow Jackets here trailing by 8 now. Sprague double teamed. They knock it away, and there's a fast break. Carter Cosmic going down all the way in. Lefty finish, no good. Too strong. Rebounded by Hinkle, and the Cardinals will keep it down here. Got to clear it out. Out to Williams. Skip pass across to Carter, or Nick Cosmic drives. Dishes out. Hinkle open for three, and no good. Front rim. Rebounded by Wingfield. Gets it out to Sprague. Picks up his dribble. Now he's stuck in the backcourt. Does get it away to Waldron. Now it's Culliver working on the right side for Concord.
And boy, anyone listening thinking we're going to hear Sprague's name with the buckets, that center's just draped all over him.
Good move by Wingfield to get to the basket. Gets into the air, can't finish. Wanted a foul, but I think that's a good no call. On the other way, Hinkle. Good pass, and Hinkle finishes on the opposite side. If he goes up on the same side of the basket, that's swatted. Culliver was right there. Hinkle goes opposite side. And gets that bucket to go on a good feed, 25-15, and we get a timeout from Concord. Let's take a 30-second break, and we're back with more on WKHM.
Let Carrier provide quiet, efficient heating all winter with innovative solutions for premium comfort. And for a healthier home, add the Infinity Air Purifier with an advanced filter that can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. Learn the science and its impact on coronavirus at carrier.com/purifier.
Call Lammers Heating and AC for all your indoor air quality needs. Lammers has proudly served the Jackson area since 1965. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lammers.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, one of our sponsors tonight, and once again, they sponsored this year a furnace giveaway, help somebody out, and gosh, what a great, a deserving person who had their furnace go out in a real rough year, and Lammers coming through, heating them up this winter, and we're glad that we get to be a part of that giveaway each year.
These two teams might need to call Lammers and say, you need to sponsor our shooting and kind of heat us up, because right now we're on the air conditioning side of things.
Six and a half to play in the third. Concord still scoreless in the second half with only a couple possessions so far. Back cut for Sprague, and that's tribute to Coach Gills, who drew that up in the timeout, I'm sure. That little back cut, and Sprague gets a layup, and that's maybe something that can jumpstart his scoring. It's 25-17. Cardinals with the ball at the high post from Hinkle. Passes it out. Williams behind the arc. Now Hinkle, left wing. And he's going to get pressured out there by Waldron. Call reaching. 6:03 to play third quarter. 25-17 Cardinal lead. They have the basketball. Hinkle inbounds to Cosmic, then goes to set a screen for Nick. Nick goes to the middle of the floor instead. Drops it off for Brody Shannon. Nice behind the back move. Gets it away to Hinkle on the wing. Now it's Nick Cosmic at the top. Nick Cosmic, Carter Cosmic, Dalen Hinkle, V. Williams, and Brody Shannon on the floor for the Cardinals. Hand off to Carter. Cosmic gets into the paint, out to Shannon, open for three. No, long rebound tapped by Cosmic, but pulled in by Sprague. Concord going the other way. And they'll get it out to Waldron. Looks like another designed play here. Screen, and Waldron has difficulty under pressure getting the pass away. Turns it over.
That wasn't part of the play.
No. Nick Cosmic going into the pressure and forces a blocking foul by Waldron. And yeah, Cosmic, like you said, just great feet and stop and start dribbling and just keeps that defender off balance, and in that case drew a foul. Second team foul for Concord here in the second half.
Tough 8 seconds for Waldron there, letting the ball kind of just roll off. He just slipped out of his hands, kind of went high in the air, and then a quick foul.
5:21 to play here in the third, 25-17. Nick Cosman limb out from the baseline, floats it to Williams at the high post. Now comes in to get it. Pump fakes from the elbow up into the air and looking to pass back to Carter Cosmet, and that's a turnover for Nick.
It was actually a really good pass, except for it was to Coach Gaddy and not his brother. And when you throw it to the coach, that's going the other way.
Typically, yeah, the coach isn't going to be excited about getting the pass, even though he was over.
Yeah, he can't shoot from that distance any longer.
Though there was a time when he would have pulled that up if he was open. Now Nick Cosmet pressuring Waldron. He's going to call for a foul. That'll be three on Nick.
Even a tougher 8 seconds for him than it was for Waldron, because Nick just picked up his third foul after a turnover.
Waldron will inbound for Concord from the sideline. It's out to Culliver near the mid-circle. Culliver goes to the high post for Wingfield. Looking for a back cut for Sprague. Not there, and Shannon comes over and swipes it. He's going to take that all the way down. And Wingfield went up high and blocked that one off the backboard. Little contact for Shannon, but he doesn't draw a foul. Cosmet steals it on the other end. Now he's looking up the floor to Williams. Williams from the wing. He gets into the paint, into the air, and his finger roll is short, but he'll draw a foul. Wingfield was stalking that play. He knew exactly what he was going to do.
You know, for a second, I'm thinking, look, he's just kind of jogging, but he was just lining up those steps. And Shannon didn't realize it, but he had no chance. Wingfield has some ups. He's on my all-elevator team. So we have an early candidate for the all-mullet team and the all-elevator team. I provide no other insight for this broadcast, but I'm just going to have cool all-thing teams.
Cool. Well, we can keep track of those for the year so that we make sure we keep adding names.
Okay.
Speaking of the mullet team captain, he's on the floor now. Carter McBride back into the game. Williams hits the second free throw, and it's 26-17, a 9-point lead for Michigan Center with 4:38 to play third quarter. Sprague gets a pass in the left wing. It's a little too hot for him. It's loose on the floor, and a battle ensues, and nobody can quite grip it. Hinkle comes out with it, but we'll get the jump ball before that, and so the possession arrow is going to stay Concord's way, I think.
Michigan Center's football success this year, you just saw a little taste of it with two football players, McBride and Hinkle, just giving up their bodies.
Culliver from the high post drops it off for Sprague. Pump fakes, pulls it down, and then shoots the three anyway. Missed it, and on the rebound attempt, the battle will be last touch Concord, and the Cardinals will keep it.
You know, again, Sprague, you're such a good scorer. You're down by nine, and you feel like you got to help bring your team back, but just no openings, but still just kind of tried to force one up there.
Carter McBride feeds Shannon in the corner, gets it out of there. McBride from the wing, now to the top for Hinkle. McBride chasing down the loose ball. Good steal by Culliver, and he was looking to run down and jam one. Get a whistle before that, though. And this second team foul gets Michigan Center here in the second half. 3:58 to play in the third and a 20.
I know that's a hard thing to do for the official, not blow the whistle, but boy, when you have an open layup, you almost like to see him just eat that whistle, because that kind of helps Michigan Center there.
3 points off the scoreboard here for Michigan Center. Is that on purpose?
Huh.
I'll have to check on that as the Concord gets the inbound. Wingfield, loses the basketball, and it goes out untouched. Cardinals will get it back.
Yeah, I have Michigan Center for 26. So unless there's a new rule where if you get a foul in the third quarter at the four-minute mark, you lose 3 points, that should not correct.
Hernandez Williams working across the lane. Now gets it out to Carter. Cosme, he has to go up high to get it. Now driving, looking for a back-cutting Brody Shannon. And Concord sticks their foot out, knocks it away. And the scoreboard corrected now back to 26-17. Yeah, so you could take away, you could have taken away one for a three-point with a foot on the line or something, but it's weird to get 3 points to come off. Inbound goes to Hinkle on a back cut. Carter Cosmet found him, and Hinkle finishes, and that's an 11-point Cardinal lead now, 28-17.
Second time we've seen really good out-of-bounds plays, getting easy shots for Michigan Center.
Waldron at the top, uses dribble, gets it away to Sprague, and he looks at the three, decides not to puts it on the deck, almost lost it, recovers, and now clears it out to the right side. And there's a knock away, and on the sideline, it'll go out of bounds. And that was Mikovits who lost it. And they're pressuring, still pressuring. And they're not just pressuring at the three-point line, Brian, but all the way out to midcourt almost if you go out and get it.
And you see Dalen Hinkle right now just having his hands on his knees because he is giving all he has just staying with Sprague wherever he goes.
Yeah, he's taking taking that matchup personally. And a nice back cut, and Wingfield gave us a thought that he might jam it. Instead, just a soft layup. 28-19, Cardinals lead is 9 with 2:50 to play in the third. McBride backing down against Sprague. Gets stopped, has to pass it out. Williams has to chase it down near midcourt. Flips it back into Carter Cosmet, who's got it. Of course, Nick Cosman on the bench with three fouls. In the corner for Shannon. He's all alone over there. His three-pointer is awry. Good pressure there by Mikovits to go out and make it tough. Sprague now on the other end for Concord. Switches hands. Missed the finger roll. Tapped by Shannon, who hustled back on the play. Now he's running the break, too. They don't get it to him. Hinkle probably wisely clears it out. Williams pressured out there. Tries to split the defense. And Waldron's going to reach in, but gosh, both teams continue to just pressure everybody when they have the ball. Nothing coming easy. 28-19, Cardinals lead is 9 with 2:13 to play here, third quarter.
And, you know, it's not just Sprague when I talk about him feeling like if he has a sliver of opening. It's everybody. There's such good defense being played. When you feel like you have a sliver, you're pulling it a little bit earlier and faster than you normally would.
Carter Cosman on the baseline. Looking to pass in. He has to go deep to Carter McBride. No easy bucket off that inbound. McBride looking to drive against Sprague. Well defended there. And on the pass out, it goes back court and out of bounds. So Concord will force the turnover. Yeah, it's big kudos to both head coaches, Brian, for getting them to buy in and be willing to play defense to that level for so far almost three quarters of this game.
Yeah, that's never let up.
Nope. Good screen and roll. Sprague thought he had a momentary look at the basket. McBride is taking on guarding him now. And we get a screen. And foul's going to get McBride, but who did he foul?
I think he got Sprague on the...
Grab him, maybe.
Yep, kind of on that handoff. But I think Coach Gaddy's okay with that. Again, McBride all over him, giving Hinkle a little breather.
McBride's got three fouls. Minute 48 to play here in the third. And McBride continues to just stalk Sprague. And now we'll get a move by Culliver. And that's going to go against Shannon, I think. Nope, they go against McBride again. So that's his fourth Hinkle. His rest time is cut short.
Hinkle's probably angry at McBride thinking, hey, I wanted 30 more seconds. Don't pick up your fourth. But McBride did a good job on Sprague.
Float the inbound to Culver. He hands off to Wingfield working against Williams. And floats one and knocks it down. Wingfield has got some offensive game, though Williams has done a good job trying to match up with him. Carter Cosmet, no rest for the defense, and he drives it all the way to the bucket, drops it off for an easy Dalen Hinkle layup. And that'll get a timeout. Minute 25 to play. 30-21 Cardinals lead. We're back in 30 seconds here on WKHM.
Earn 3 college credits in just 3 weeks at Jackson College. Get ahead or make up a class over the holiday break. Classes start December 20th and offer the same content just in less time. Sound like you? Well, don't wait to register now. To learn more, visit jccmi.edu or call admissions at 517-796-8425. That number again is 517-796-8425. At Jackson College, you can do it.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Concord with the basketball out of the timeout. Minute 18 to play in the third. Sprague has it in the corner for the Yellow Jackets. Now to the wing for Wingfield. He drives from there, gets into the air, passes out, and it's Mikovits for a long two-point shot missed. Hinkle rebounds. Excuse me, that wasn't Mikovits, that was Grunderman on the missed shot. Michigan Center coming down with 1 minute to play in the third. Crossover for Cosman into the corner. Shannon pump fakes a three on the drive. He's doubled. He passes it out of there. Corwin on the wing. Now to the top for Hinkle. Hinkle met up out there by Wingfield. And a little hand check there by Wingfield as the pressure again extends out three or four steps beyond the three-point line. 48.5 to play in the third.
I will say the officials have been very consistent tonight calling that hand check out there. If you put your hands on them, they're calling it, so have to adjust.
Nick Cosmet back to the game with three fouls. The inbound goes cross court to Carter Cosmet working against Sprague. Now he gets to Nick on the drive, pull up, missed. Oh, all over his arm, no call though. And rebounded by Concord. Up the floor to Waldron, and he was looking to pass, lost it. And Carter Cosmet couldn't grab the loose ball, so it goes out of bounds. And Concord fortunate to keep possession of the basketball here with 34 seconds to play in the third. And wisely, Coach Gaddy gets Cosmet back out of there with three fouls. Don't want him to commit one here in the final 34 seconds of the third. As on the inbound, Corwin gets the foul called instead.
Yeah, this 33 seconds is important. If you're Concord, you don't want to, you know, if you don't score but you keep it to 9, I guess that's okay. But you definitely don't want that Cardinal lead to go to double digits if you're a Yellow Jacket.
There's a drive by Wingfield. Drops it off for Culliver. And blocked by Hinkle from behind. Cosmet Carter with the ball. Carter Cosmet working against Waldron. Dribbled off his foot for a moment. 21 seconds. 19 seconds. Culliver looking to come out double as Shannon comes up to maybe safety valve something. Cardinals are going to hold it out for one shot with 12 seconds. Hinkle on the move. And there's another hand check on Culliver. And, yeah, they're really cracking down on that, I'd say, here in the second half so far. That's how McBride got a couple of fouls and even Cosmet for Michigan Center. And now it's foul for Culliver on that one. They didn't give it to him. Get up to Sprague, it looks like. He's got three also. Shannon on the drive with 1 second into the air. Blocked, and he goes down hard. But the whistle, they're going to get a foul. And Shannon jumps right back to his feet.
Was that Culliver with the block there?
It looked like it was Culliver coming over, yeah.
And the foul. He didn't pick up his third.
5/10 of a second on the clock here. 30-21 Cardinal lead. Shannon still gingerly steps up to the free throw line. And, yeah, that hard fall onto the hardwood, you're going to feel that in the morning. Probably about second hour of chemistry, he's going to really be wishing he had not fallen down.
Yeah, that was a good strong take with the 0.5 left to go by Shannon, and fearless because he knew Culliver was there.
He hits the first free throw.
Grabbing his elbow.
By the way, that's the seventh team foul for Concord, so bonus free throws the rest of the way for Michigan Center. It's nice to have that feather in your cap.
Like that expression.
Second free throw good for Shannon, and it's 32-21. And there you said, Brian, that double-digit lead for the Cardinals. If you're Concord, you've got 21 points in the entire game. Now you got to get 11 without them scoring anything, and it's easier said than done with that great defense the Cardinals have played. 60-second break, and we're back with the fourth quarter on WKHM.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, they offer a transparent car buying experience. They have a fantastic inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, giving you the opportunity to explore your options and find a car or truck that you love. Seymour Ford Lincoln believes it is important to be fair and honest in every aspect of their business. Whether you're buying a new Ford car or visiting their service center, Seymour Ford Lincoln will ensure that you never leave unsatisfied with your experience. Seymour Ford Lincoln, online at SeymourFord.net.
Make the move you've been thinking about. Elm Plating offers comprehensive training for operators on all shifts. Starting pay, $17 per hour. Elm Plating offers a family YMCA membership from day one, full insurance benefits after 60 days, and has a 401k with company match. Apply online now at elmplating.com or walk into HR on Elm Street. Elm Plating recognizes that time with your family is important. That's why they'll work with you so that you can be there when it matters. Elm Plating Company. Come grow with us.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 more minutes in this tilt. Cardinals lead by 11 with the basketball, and Nick Cosmet back on the floor with 3 fouls. Goes away from an Alex Hunt screen, and now a drive from Corbin on the baseline. Misses the floater. The rebound had it for a moment. Sprague rips it away, and the Concord Yellow Jackets go the other way. Waldron at midcourt. Left wing for Sprague. He'll take a deep triple, and that one's off rim. Rebounded Dalen Hinkle.
Steve, I agree with you. Just as we're going off the air, you said all 10-point leads are not created equal. This one feels like 10 is tough to come back if you're Concord.
Yeah, I mean, it's... you've got to be thinking, can we score 10 points this entire quarter, let alone hold them down, too.
Right. They've scored 6, 1, 9, and 1, and 6, and 1. So,
Cosman on a drive, double clutch in the air, got up into the air with nowhere to go and stolen by Sprague. Concord coming the other way. And Culliver quickly up the floor, double teamed on the block, passes out of there. And it's into the backcourt, and Cosman showing the speed, chases it down. And the layup, Nick Cosman. That loose ball, chase that. He had to overcome a little bit of a deficit on the race for the ball. Him and Mikovits running for it, and Cosmet won the race and takes it the other way. 34-21 Cardinals.
That's my soccer guy.
Three-pointer for Wingfield. Off left rim, rebounded by Hunt.
This just kind of has a feel like this is kind of getting away from Concord right now.
I mean, you can see them shooting with urgency. They want to get quick shots up. They know you got to take enough shots to make shots to win, but Cardinals keep making those shots look like bad shots and not giving them extra chances. Hunt makes a move in the block, and he's really forced that one up. Concord coming the other way. Fast feet by when Culliver gets up into the air, takes the foul, finishes strong off the glass. Nice move on Marion Culliver for Concord. Chance at the old-fashioned three-point play.
Boy, that was really nice, Steve, because Cosmet did a good job of kind of a duck under, and Culliver just brought that behind his back and laid it up with contact. Tough.
34-23, he can cut the lead to 10 with the free throw. Another left-handed shooter, and that one's good. Culliver gives a look to the Cardinal student section after that. Now pressure from the Concord Yellow Jackets on Cosmet as he takes the inbound. 6:08 to play. 34-24 Cardinal lead. Cosmet gets past the defender. Open look for Corwin for three out of the corner. Off rim. Rebounded by Mikovits. And now coming up the left side is Wingfield. Crossover into the middle of the floor. Culliver on the wing. He looks to make a move. Spin into the lane. Righty shot. No good. Rebounded Hinkle.
Kind of expect center offense to slow it down here a little bit with a 10-point lead. You don't want one pass and a quick three.
And Concord has been quickly up the floor, looking to get a shot up quickly, knowing that they got to overcome this deficit. There's a drive by Hinkle, gets past the defense, and then pass to Corman in the corner, but took a foul on the drive, and so that'll be 1-1 trip to the line for Hinkle.
Was that Waldron? Did he get his fourth? He did. See the frustration in Isaac Walton's face, Waldron, just thinking, man, you're just calling this every time. I'm just barely have my hands on him. But again, to the officials' credit, it's been consistent.
Yeah. 5:35 to play in this one, 34-24. Dalen Hinkle with a 1-1 trip to the free throw stripe. First free throw is good, nothing but net.
Hinkle's had himself a very nice ball game here tonight, both on both sides of the floor.
Yeah, a lot of times when the guy has to commit to shutting down a scorer for the other team, their offense suffers, but he hasn't. He's really played well at both ends of the floor tonight.
I smell an early leader in the clubhouse for player of the game, Steve.
Hinkle's second free throw is nothing but net, and it's 36-24. Big trip to the line for Dalen Hinkle. Culliver takes the inbounds for the Concord Yellow Jackets, coming back up the floor quickly. And there's a steal. Williams jumps in the lane. Fast break, and he's taking Culliver one-on-one. And Culliver steps right up to shut it down. And we'll get another foul call. And, yeah, if you're reaching in with those hands, these refs have blown the whistle all night.
I know that's true, but I'm going to side in Culliver's side right then. I thought he played great D. Williams tried a little Euro step. Culliver was right there, just kind of grabbed the ball, I thought, from my point of view.
And really the best play on that for Williams probably was to pass it off to one of the other guys running the floor with him. But he does hit the first of the one-on-one free throws. And at this point, the refs can't take it back. So 13-point Cardinal lead. But you're right. I mean, I didn't think there was anything wrong with the way he played the defense. It's just been the way the refs have been calling the game.
Yep.
Second free throw is missed. Rebounded by Concord and Tyler Carpenter. Wingfield coming up the right wing. Now to the top for Mikovits. Left wing for Culliver. Jab steps, drives into the paint, into the air. He was thinking about a flush. Missed it, but he gets his own rebound out to Sprague. He'll get an open look for three. He pump faked it to set up his own shot there, and he has not had many open looks like that. Knocks it down, Sprague, and we're back to a 10-point game with under 5 minutes to play.
Pure stroke. He just needs some time, and he had it that time.
Nick Cosmet to Carter Cosmet, excuse me. Nick gets it back now, working against Mikovits. Goes into the corner for Cosmet. Back out to Cosmet. Nick and Carter sharing the rock right now. Nick gets it away to Carter now. Carter into the elbow. Williams up to the top. Shannon's open for that. Three fires short. And Hinkle chases down the rebound. Extra possession here for Michigan Center. Carter on the drive. And tries to pass across the lane. And it's Wingfield there to knock it out of bounds. Cardinals will keep it here on their end of the floor with a baseline inbound.
And a great rebound by Sarah, Michigan Center trainer. With a nice assist back to the ref, too. Flawless on that play.
Inbound to Williams, and Carter Cosmet comes back in to get it. Clears it out to Nick at the top. 4:21 to go here in the fourth, a 10-point Cardinal lead. They've got the ball right now. It's Hinkle on the wing. Makes a spin move into the lane, into the air. Blocked! That looked like a nice block by Carpenter. Was there contact from someone else?
No, I think they got Carpenter. And again, I think you said earlier, the refs just
seeming that if it's close, they're calling it. Because Hinkle kind of lost the basketball for a moment when he got up into the air. Carpenter knocked it away, and Hinkle went to the deck, but I don't know if it was really from any contact. But he'll get free throws nonetheless, and it's two free throws for every foul now for the Cardinals with 10 team fouls against Concord, 37-27.
Hinkle perfect 3-for-3 from the line.
4-for-4 now after your attempted announcer jinx.
No attempt for any jinx. I want to see all players making their free throws. They really should have called
all,
those something
all
different.
Players?
Well, all,
even seventh graders with...
Oh, yeah. I'll give that Hanover kid credit. I wish I knew his name.
Hinkle misses the second one. Williams rebounds. Missed. Tapped by Hinkle. Missed. Williams with a putback. And he gets the foul. So three tries for Michigan Center after the missed free throw. And that's the coach's nightmare. You miss a free throw and your guys don't get that rebound.
Yeah, especially with 4 minutes, if you're entertaining any kind of idea to come back, you can't give up those second chance or third or fourth chance points.
V. Williams' free throw comes off back rim, 40-27. Rebounded by Concord, and on the run out, thrown away.
And that's another thing you can't do. That was just a pass to nobody with no pressure. Just miscommunication. It happens.
Carter Cosma inbounds to Nick. 4:02 to play, and it's a 40-27 Cardinal lead, and Hinkle's going to hold on to it, slowing things down here.
It's kind of the nice thing about Center's offense. It's kind of a built-in stall if you want it to be.
There's a drive from Williams. Gets all the way down to the backboard and puts it in. And, you know, partially, I think there you got Wingfield and Culliver both nursing a couple fouls and didn't want to go up because that's where those guys would like to love, be down there and blocking shots. Culliver was coming out to set a screen, and then Waldron tried to pass it to him. He gets to Wingfield and then gets knocked out of bounds, and Concord lucky to not lose possession on that one.
You know, I don't think Culliver or Wingfield has been out of the game much at all. And so, you know, with 3:31 left in the game and you've been out there just hounding people defensively and a lot of energy, when you look at that scoreboard and see you're 15 down and you've only scored 27, you kind of lose your focus for a moment.
Wingfield at the free throw line. Free throw is offside rim. Rebounded Verlandez Williams. 42-27 Cardinal lead with 3:30 to play. Nick Cosman will slow it up. Come across midcourt. Sprague out there to meet him. Right side in the corner for Shannon. Now to the top for Hinkle. He'll look to drive from there. Gets deep. And now a running kind of floater. And almost went down. Comes off rim. And Shannon's rebound attempt goes off his hand and out of bounds. Concord basketball with 3:08 to play.
Yeah, that's one where I think you got to know time, score, situation, up 15. I don't know that you need that running floater at that point. Take some time off the clock.
And, I mean, if you're Coach Gaddy right now with a 15-point lead, do you even care if your team shoots again?
No. You really don't. There is that fine line of going into a total
right.
stall, but that's what I say about their offense is nice. You can spread it out, kind of run it, and if they're up on you, you do have driving lanes, and you can get easy layups.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't want those floaters with somebody in your eye.
Inbound goes near the backcourt. Good job by Wingfield to keep it on his side of the court there. Spratt gets a screen, gets a good look at a three-pointer, missed it, and on the rebound attempt, Carter Cosman went up high. He and Carpenter about the same height,
yeah.
Battling for the leap. And now we'll get a timeout from the Cardinal bench. 2:38 to play, and full timeout. We'll take a 60-second break. Come back with more here on WKHM online at WKHM.com.
Jackson Public Schools, better than ever. District-wide building additions and improvements, 21st century learning furniture, added safety and security measures, and technology advancements for every classroom. All part of Jackson Public Schools' continued commitment to our students and our community. We are dedicated to providing our students the tools and environment to succeed. There is no better place for our students to learn than in person at Jackson Public Schools. Jackson Public Schools, bringing our community together to build a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness. Go Vikings!
Every day is a new adventure at the Jackson YMCA Winter Break Camp. Starting December 20th, kids ages 5 to 14 will go swimming, take a nature hike, go sledding, and much more. YMCA Winter Break Camp also includes holiday crafts and rock climbing wall. The Y offers daily and weekly rates, and financial assistance is available. Kids can stay active, have fun, and make new friends at the YMCA Winter Break Camp. Sign up today at JacksonYMCA.org.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Back underway here with 2:38 to play as the clock ticks down for the Cardinals, 15 points away from a victory, 42-27. With the basketball out of the timeout, Carter Cosmet down to the baseline, passes across the lane. Risky pass, but they get it to work, and now it's Carter Cosmet, 2:22 to play. Nick Cosmet, not quite four corners here, Brian, but clearly not really looking for a shot, just kind of time running out here. Nick Cosmet now to Hinkle, back to Nick. 2:05 on the clock, 42-27.
I'd like to see you and I put some shorts on and chase the Cosmet boys around trying to trap them. That would be fun to watch.
For who? It wouldn't be fun to be a part of. I would be grabbing him. I'd be like, foul. If I could get to him to even grab him for a foul. Shannon gets down, deep pump fakes, and his Wingfield goes way up in the air. He goes down hard here, and he's slow to get up as the trainer sitting here next to us jumps up to go see what's what. And that's one of those I think stings right away, and then you can get yourself back up. And he does. And
well, plus it's just scary because how high you're up there. And Shannon did a good job. He pump faked. You know, Shannon was blocked by him a few minutes ago, and Shannon learned his lesson, so he's going to pump fake. But, boy, when Wingfield totally commits to blocking that shot, you just get your feet taken out.
Minute 41 to play on the foul. Shannon will be at the free throw line, 42-27. And a round of substitutions for Michigan Center. And so jumping off the bench for the Cardinals, Michael Van Riper, Alex Hunt into the game, who we saw earlier, and we also got Ty Gaddy.
Coach's son. Now. You and I love coach's sons.
We do. He's about a head taller than his dad over there on the sideline at least.
A little better looking, too. Just kidding, Travis. I love you.
He'll never hear this.
He's probably got ears somewhere telling him something.
1:41 to play, and 42-27 still our score. Now we get a couple of Concord substitutions freshly into the game for them is Lewis Fritz. Also out there now, Adair Artis. And that free throw is good for Shannon. Brody will go to the bench. Corwin off the pine to go in to the game. You know what what bums me out is all these schools now have nice chairs. So you're never on the pine anymore. It's on the cushiony
metal
chair.
Yeah, and I don't think that has a good ring to it. They're going to the cushion.
Yeah. We'll try it out this year, though. Cardinals still pressuring on defense. There's Adair Artis with a good look and knocks it down. So nice feeling to get off the bench, fire away, and nail it. Three-pointer, 43-30.
That's one of those shots, though, where you tell the coach, see, coach, you put me in for the whole game, I'll average 30.
108, and now Concord showing the pressure from the bench mob. Good look on the baseline for Gaddy. Missed that shot, rebounded, and it's Fritz on the run out here for Concord. Looking down the floor, Carpenter clears it out. Artis again, and that one looked like it went in, but it was short. One of those from our distance, it was straight on, just a little short, so even the net moved a little bit.
Yep. He can tell people at home he was nothing but net two shots in a row.
Yep. And he will not be misleading anyone. Cosmet gets it away. 46 seconds. Up the floor to Hunt. He's going to drive. Back to the basket. Moves. Hook shot. Miss. Rebounded Concord. I like when these guys get off the bench and they go in there. It's like the game started over.
Yeah, it kind of brings that new energy again.
Fritz fires for three off front rim. Rebounded by Hunt and the Cardinals. 23 seconds, and Nick Cosmet, a little casual on the catch there, almost turned it over. He'll bring it up the floor against Waldron. Into the corner, there's Hunt. 10 seconds. Now clears out to Corwin. 5 seconds. Gaddy back out to Corwin. There's a steal by Crawford. No. Excuse me, Carpenter. And the Cardinals will get their first win of the season. 43-30 is our score. Michigan Center got out to that lead at halftime, came out in the third and extended it just a little, and then let the defense carry them the rest of the way. 43-30 is the final as Concord falls to 0-1 here in the early season. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break here on the postgame. We'll come back. We'll get our player of the game. We'll round out the stats and set things up for our next broadcast. Our final again here from Michigan Center, the Cardinals 43, the Concord Yellow Jackets 30 on WKHM.
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business. The drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
School may look a little different this year, but remember, some kids are still walking to and from school or coming and going from the bus stop in neighborhoods everywhere in Jackson County. As you know, kids are kids and don't always pay attention. As responsible drivers, we need to look out for the kids in our community. Parents, please remind your children to be aware of their surroundings, too. Together, it's going to be a great year. This school safety reminder has been brought to you by American Title Company.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transit Mix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransitmix.com.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you're going to need a plumber, but when you do, always know Grimes Plumbing is here for you. Whether you have a small leak that needs to be repaired before further damage occurs to your home, or if your hot water heater went out, Grimes Plumbing has you covered. You can take a peace of mind knowing that Grimes Plumbing covers our work with a 1-year labor warranty. Trust the experts at Grimes Plumbing, online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp.
For nearly 2 decades, the Jackson School of the Arts has been a leader in providing arts, dance, theater, and music education.
Our mission is to make all arts accessible to all children. Together we can help kids grow, give them hope, and contribute to their long-term well-being.
Please help by donating today. Your gift will bring music, dance, and so much more to our community.
The Grace Group at Meridian Wealth Management, dedicated to the development and prosperity of Jackson County. Through this broadcast, we are happy to promote high school athletics. We are also proud to give back to Jackson County by supporting the Jackson Community Foundation. Their mission is to connect people and resources to causes that strengthen and build our community. For Jackson, for good, forever. The Grace Group at Meridian Wealth Management, downtown Jackson in the Fields Building. Call 787-8860.
I'm Dr. Randolph Penn. I run and operate Penn Chiropractic Center. There's no one that is immune to stress. We can't remove it. Stress accumulates over time, whether we're professionals that have high-stress jobs, people on the road driving. The last thing you want to do is wait till you have back pain. Best thing to do is get checked. And as we maintain and manage those stressors throughout life, this is how we're able to keep people at a high level. And our patients are the healthiest patients in town.
If being at your best health is a goal this year, begin your journey today. DocPenn.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
The soothing sounds of Sioux Studio. Little Phil Collins to bring us back from the break as Brian has secret handshakes with all of the
student section, rocking it out tonight.
Represent for their victorious Michigan Center Cardinals, 43-30, the final here in the Ray Haynes Gymnasium. And That was a fun night, Brian. It was nice to get the boys' hoop season started. We got the girls started last week, and now the boys are kind of underway. And this is a good opener. I think we got to kind of gauge the talent level of a couple of different schools, and now we'll continue to kind of try to measure that out as we go on the rest of the year. Our next game is going to be an interesting one, a chance to kind of understand the talent level of a couple teams, including the Hanover Horton Comets. We're going to see them take on the Jackson High Vikings.
Well, and Steve, that's the thing I'm most excited about. We're talking, and who are the best teams in the area? And I think that's open. There's some parity this year. You know, mm-hmm. in many years we say, okay, there's Hanover. There's, you know, there's a couple select teams. Michigan Center's been up there. But I think the parity is going to make for a really fun season for us to call. We should get a lot of good games this year.
Yeah, it feels wide open. And so tonight, even with this, it feels a little lopsided at 43-30, but Concord just kind of had a rough offensive night on the road, first game of the season. I think they're going to round into being a very difficult team, and if I was Michigan Center, I wouldn't be excited about maybe matching up with them in a district tournament or anything, because Concord did have three very nice players tonight, and they did most of the scoring for the team. How did Concord's numbers end up?
Well, so we said there were three scorers at half, and that was Omarion Culliver. He finished with five. Makai Wingfield finished with 12, and Grayley Sprague with 10. And then we did get a late three in the last 30 seconds from Adair Artist.
Yeah, so just four people in the scorebook for Concord. And there weren't a lot of shots coming up from the other guys on the court. We did see Waldron take a few good three-pointers. He was open, just didn't knock them down. And, again, I think at certain points of the year, some of those shots that didn't go down tonight will be going down for Concord. And they're going to be a tough team to play against.
Yeah, they will. They're very athletic.
How about Michigan Center? How'd that round out today?
Well, Michigan Center had Nicholas Cosmet with 6, Carter Cosmet 3, Verlandez Williams, who we called V all night, with 11, Alex Hunt with 2, Brody Shannon with 6, and leading the offensive charge, Dalen Hinkle.
Yeah, Hinkle's our player of the game tonight, and he just to lead them in scoring with the chore he undertook on the defensive end is pretty impressive, meaning he had just a complete game tonight. And he was a thorn in the side of Concord with great defense, scored when he needed to, did good at the free throw line. I mean, just had a complete game rebounding, too. He was all over the place.
Yeah, as just watching Hinkle, I feel like Hinkle could have had 2, and he would have been our player of the game with the job he did on Grayley Sprague.
And Sprague managed to get into double figures still, so there is some, you know, there is something to be said about the fact that Grayley Sprague, despite that great defense, still managed to get 10 points, and he is going to be a scorer to watch in the area.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the area's best players, and Hinkle was up to the task tonight, and that was fun watching those two go at it.
All right, well, not to mention we had a couple other awards. So player of the game tonight, Dalen Hinkle. Leader in the clubhouse so far for Mullet of the Year, Carter McBride. And then for the Elevator Club, Wingfield.
Yeah.
Makai Wingfield he is a floater. He's gonna be rocking some rims throughout the area this season.
Yeah, you listeners better keep listening so they can find out who's gonna make all these teams that we're gonna create.
Yeah, there's more new teams to come and new additions to the ones that already exist. Anyway, it's a fun start to the season. We'll be back at it, as I mentioned. Hanover Horton at Jackson High. What'd you say? That's Adrian College or Albion College?
Yeah.
Albion College. We'll end up for that one. So. That'll be next Tuesday, the 14th, when that is plotted. That's our next broadcast. Meanwhile, Michigan Center's next in action now at 1-1 and 1-0. Or no, excuse me, that's 1-1. This is still non-conference. So 1-1 for them, and their next game is Tuesday also. They're at Leslie for that one. And that was a pretty good Leslie team that was they're in the regional tournament last year, regional final against Hanover Horton. They had lost some guys at graduation, but that's going to be a tough game. Concord, they're in action on Monday, and they're at Columbia Central, so that'll be a good one for them too. So, the high school basketball season just getting started here in December, but it's already off to a fun start. Our player of the game tonight, Dalen Hinkle, Michigan Center, victorious 43-30. Any final thoughts, Brian?
Nothing that we haven't covered as far as both teams played really good defense. I thought Michigan Center just made a few extra shots compared to what Concord did. Neither team got open looks, and I think both teams are going to really rely on that defense this year.
Yeah, I think Marcus Gill had his team playing really well, and to get a team to play that hard on defense for four quarters like he did, That's a tribute, and I think that's going to be a tough team. And Michigan Center, like you said, just got a couple more buckets to go tonight. It wouldn't have taken much to have this outcome be different if Concord had shot a little hotter at times. But good game tonight, Michigan Center with the win. For Josh Ankrell back in studio, my broadcast partner, the professor, Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday night.